sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here we are.
Breaking in style, baby.
Tasty 12.
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
I don't know. I like it.
I love it, actually.
I like it.
Because that was pretty tasty. Oh, continues to be tasty. This is The Skins, their track Equiana off Indie Psych Rock 2012. Welcome to the Earful, y'all.
Look, we're doing this again.
Yeah, we're doing this again.
I'm
we
so
always say that,
like,
we just feel like we're going to be canceled at any moment. It's like, who the fuck's going to cancel us? Us?
You know what,
we're
Tom?
We're here until we just get bored and don't do this shit anymore. And if you listen, guess what? Kudos to you and thanks for being fans.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome to the goddamn Earful.
Here we are, man. Ready to toss some tunes at you.
It feels good. It feels good to be doing... Well, this is our 12th episode. We've been rolling strong. We're 10 deep. We're feeling good. We've got a good stride.
Pretty.
I feel like music's been sounding good. I've been listening to, had some really good streaks of good music.
Yeah,
you
man.
Have too, man.
Going through some
I feel like
you. Stuff.
I feel like Ty teases me throughout the week. He's, you know, I get these little pings, little texts, and, you know, you click it and it goes to the Apple Music thing. I love that fucking, I love that innovation now.
I don't use Apple Music to find everything I'm finding, but then, you know, after I want to listen to something, I'll go through that. And
perfect.
It'll
yeah.
also send me down, you know, similar artists and blah blah blah. And
yeah, it's a good rabbit hole for music, man. And that's kind of what we do, is we just kind of throw it all into 12 tracks and we count it down every week. It's been a
happily.
Weekly thing. I think that's pretty cool. We've been striving to do that, to pump out episodes, and we hope you're digging the tracks. And we're always saying too, hey, throw some feedback at us. What should we be listening to? You need to tell us that stuff.
Drop some bombs on us. Yeah.
And let's start with one of Ty's bombs, the first track, Earful 12. Yeah, Ty, right out of the gate.
You had to be familiar with this, right?
I'm very familiar with this band.
This here is the Pinkertones, if you've never heard of them. It just so
you
happened...
You need to hear of them.
I found that CD in a weird place, in like a book.
It just
and
rides.
I just forgot about it, and I love this album start to finish. It's really...
Get lost in the Pinkertones.
That there is
I just felt like I could have been a fucking superhero at that moment. I felt like a goddamn like 80s fucking A-team moment, didn't it?
Hell yeah, man. Got my gun out.
That straight up embodied that.
Jumping out of a car
way
that's
to go,
falling
Pinkertons.
Out of the sky. That there is called In Pee-wee Nuts.
In Pee-wee Nuts, yeah.
And that album is The Million Color Revolution, and it's a beautiful thing. Back in 2012. They're from Barcelona.
Barcelona. It's so good, dude. Yeah, alternative pop band. And they pop. They pop, 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 pop.
Tasty, delicious. Chudo, chop!
Super tasty time.
Yes, sir.
Living up to the moniker. Tasty 12.
Tasty 12.
Off with an epic palate cleanse, Ty.
Keep it going,
I don't,
man.
Man, I don't even want to change the track. It's because it's this badass little fucking... I can't, Ty. I can't change the track yet.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
The clap, man, keeps me. All right, I'm sorry. You know,
all right,
we gotta move on. That was good, Tom. That was really good.
Now it's the Minstrel Show update with your correspondent, Jennifer Duval.
I say, like, this is Sean Dunn. You know me, Jennifer Duval. I'm over here chilling with little brother right now.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny. In the last year, full Ty kind of. Ty hit his first one out of the gate, or that was a straight up hip hop
yeah.
song, Underachievers.
Yeah, man.
So here I am, man, Little Brother.
Little Brother.
Say it again, Little Brother. And this is off the Minstrel Show 2005 album. Little Brother was an American hip hop group from Durham, North Carolina, that consisted of Fonte, Big Pooh, and Ninth Wonder. I've heard of Ninth Wonder. I've jammed on some Ninth Wonder shit before. It's really good.
I feel like I should have heard of
it's
Big
some really,
Pooh.
It's some just really smooth hip-hop, man. Great beats. I'm playing Rick James. Fuck your couch, nigga. I'm coming out with a bang. Straight tape, pull a knife with no middle, man. Everybody at the label asking, will it bang? I say, chill, just take a Percocet or Ritalin. Now let my people sing.
We're dancing.
Yeah. Wilding out with pretty Tony,
you know. Now let me hear it. Quite tasty, my friend.
Taste, the taste that keeps moving you, keeps grooving you. Little bro, little brother, Ty, bringing it in with the Phoenix.
Another old fave, the Phoenix. Phoenix is a band from Versailles, France. They're like pop, but usually cooler pop. I don't know how to explain exactly what they
Phoenix,
are.
Phoenix, yeah. Phoenix is, they're an interesting kind of marvel coming over from Europe and being as influential.
Yeah.
Really, here. More than they've been in Europe.
It's kind of weird, right?
That's kind of a Beatles thing.
I guess it's true. But I've been waiting for this new album for quite a while, and there's a couple tasty tracks on it, but I was kind of hoping for more, and I'm not trying to hate on you guys, but I was hoping for a little more fireworks. It's a weird flavor.
It's definitely a little bit of a different pace from some of the other Phoenix shit that's been out there, I'll be honest. But it's like this track, I can see why you plucked this one. I think this was probably my favorite single off the album.
Yeah. And I also, like, since we've, you know, time-wise, I picked this before the whole album had come out.
Oh, okay.
But I'm still, I would have picked that one anyway.
Just because of you.
I still love you, Phoenix. And also, you know, we know you guys love people too, and we're
Who
giving
you
plenty
love?
Of things
Who
to
love
on, you know, listen to this, listen to that, do what you do,
do
pay
what
it how you,
you
will, go buy an album, go buy merch, go support just one of them, just, you know, that one special one that really made your day.
Be a fan, man.
Yeah.
Be a fan.
Don't be afraid to be a fan.
Dig, explore, listen to music. That's the fun part. That's what we get to do. Actually, don't do that because you didn't take our jobs. Actually, nix that.
Don't
do what he said. Fuck you guys. This is our job. We're having too much fun doing it. We can find tasty, tasty morsels. Tasty morsels.
What?
Oh. I feel like if I had a tambourine, I would start playing it right now.
Yeah, I like
I like this, man. This is a Saint Etienne dive off Home Counties 2017. They are an English band from London, formed in 1990 with a bunch of people. I have a bunch of give a shit.
I don't know you people, but I'm glad you formed said band.
Thanks for the funky tunes.
Thank you.
It's a super long track, too. I feel like it's probably about a 5-minute track. But it jams. It's really different. I can't describe it. It's just like, it's definitely throwbacky. It's trying to be. A lot of clab, a lot of just funky ass sounds. Driving that home. Oh, yeah, swanking out. The horns? What? What's happening? Oh, my God.
It's like a Fleetwood Mac disco album. I don't know what I hear. I don't know. I love it.
Well, get down on some Saint Etienne. I'm probably saying it wrong. I did not get very good grade in French in high school. I did not pay attention. I actually remember Etienne. My teacher's name was Etienne. Madame Beauchamp. She hated my ass, man.
Beauchamp hated
on you?
Yeah,
baby, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Beauchamp.
Live, love, forgive. Get tasty with this shit.
New find, man.
Oh, Lordy.
The Soul Jazz Orchestra. This was a new find, but yeah. I really dig their discography, actually.
Yeah,
I went through a lot of
their... They're badass, man.
Title of the track right there, Life is What You Make It, off Resistance.
Very nice.
2015 album. And yeah, they're a Canadian group based out of Ottawa. And
laying it down in Canada, huh?
Yeah, man.
Like playing funky, that. Like straight up Canadian funk. Who knew?
Canadians got some funk. They do.
I feel like the Canadians have many secret weapons that they're just having there.
Just, you know how much we like, you know, that French crazy disco, what have you, everything.
Oh, yeah. That
there's
is, yeah.
There's French Canadian disco crazy,
yeah, you're
what
right.
have
they're,
you.
They're taking it, they're doing it different across the border, man. They're popping it off in a different
wavelength.
But
it's soulful.
Man.
It is tasty.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Get taken away by the taste of Canada. Is what you make it. Like that Canadian bacon. Just want a big old slice of this. Not a slice. What'd you call it? Just a big old...
chunk.
Stick. Gob, I don't know. Don't let chance pass you by. You've got to take it. The indie out. Yeah, man. It's a great track. And I got to say, you're right. They got a lot of stuff. They've been around for a while. So you can dig through all their stuff. They got a lot of live stuff, a lot of studio albums.
Yeah, I've gone through about 4 so far, but I like all of them.
Nice.
It's all tasty funk. Funk!
Sometimes you gotta dig. Gotta dig deep.
Got a little funk on it.
A little stank. A little stank. Beta Frontiers, Still Love featuring Humans off of Heights, 2017. Apparently, this guy's name is Michael Butler.
Keeping it Canadian.
And guess what? He's from Toronto. Back-to-back Canadian hits here on the Earful Tasty. Tasty 12. It gets tasty. His voice is very good. Haven't really listened to the full album. I've just listened to that track, so I don't really know what the rest of the stuff is like, but it's kind of promising. It's got a different kind of vibe to it. It's like the vocals are good, the beats are good, beds are good.
I'll check it out, man. I'll let you know. I'll do that.
And speaking of which, you should let us know, listeners of the Earful, what should we be listening to? I mean, granted, we're conjuring up these tunes and we're sharing the 12-track salute every week, but what are you listening to that we should be? You should tell us. Like, you should tell us. And we have all our outlets on Facebook, all the Ono Radio Show group. We have been talking about popping up our own little group, maybe an Earful group, where we could maybe just talk straight-up music. We have been talking about it. Could be a
Go
possibility in the future.
We've we've had the Oh No music thread that this was almost born out of for
sure. That was our little private little music exchange for a long time.
Might as well make that talk public, you know? We can all exchange music back and forth ideas.
We're not hiding anything here.
Nothing.
Nothing's being hidden. Speaking of hidden, I'm surprised you dug up this track, Ty. This was a very interesting choice, and I went with it.
Watch out, son.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever listened to John Zorn?
I had never heard of John Zorn until you posted this on the Airfall.
He's been around for quite a while, man. He's kind of avant-garde. I don't know what to really call exactly what he does.
It sounds like a Batman episode took a shit. It's just going insane.
Yeah, and it's called, the song is Batman off Naked City from 89. Yeah, man.
89, man. It says this guy was, so he was just a badass multi-instrumentalist.
Played a lot of stuff. He's playing that sax.
Listen to that wily sax. That sax is chasing some fucking shit around.
There's some odd John Zorn out there, man, but it was just kind of...
Son of John Zorn.
Yeah, it did. It cracked a smile when I had to listen to what Batman was, and that's what Batman was.
So this is John Zorn's take on Batman.
Indeed.
Oh my God, John Zorn. Wow, and then we'll run into this one. This is a Zorn palate cleanser. I feel like they just say this line over and over for like 2.5 minutes. I feel like the Daft Punk lawyers are writing up a lawsuit right now. Like the dudes, Daft Punk dudes were just in the helmets and across an oak table, just like shaking their heads, like, sue that motherfucker.
They press
it,
the
it screams lots of electric robotic vibe. It's got a lot of that. It's very techno. This is Chateau Marmont. Everybody is somebody.
Are you somebody, Tom?
Sometimes.
Everybody
I am somebody,
is somebody
sometimes, man, for sure. This is off Sound of Shambhala 2015 album. Apparently it's just two, go figures, French house DJs, Julian Gallinier and Raphael Viella. But they're just, you know, they're just like, program that, robot voice, boom.
If they look like robots, there's
I
lawsuits
I wonder if they
the
look
mix
like robots. I'm going to have to do my research. If you know, let us know, are they?
Definitely jams.
We all love somebody. I do love me some Pretty Lights.
This was also a kind of newer find. I'll say they... All right, Pretty Lights gets as close to EDM as I want to be, but it's tasty. It's
okay.
Not
It
EDM.
Is tasty. In the moniker of this episode, it is very tasty.
This track is called Yellow Bird off a Color Map of the Sun 2013 album. And I don't know, man. There's something about that jam, the way they drop it.
I gotta say, with the Pretty Light stuff, it's very eloquently produced.
Yeah.
I'll give it to that. This guy really, this Derek Vincent Smith guy, I get why people flock to him and they like that. It's perfect for that EDM feel, that scene. Oh, it's just dreamy, man. Just dive right in.
Love that.
Yeah. Really deep, resonating.
I also got some bassy speakers, you know.
Oh, this on bassy speakers. This, and you can see why EDM kids eat this shit up. Like, standing in the festival, this is thumping on a bass. I've never seen Pretty Lights live. I have some friends that I guess saw him at Coachella and said it was awesome.
Are they considered EDM? Are they actually in that genre?
I mean, what do you think? I think they toe the line.
They toe the line.
They toe the line.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. But you're right. It's not a bad toe the line. Like, I enjoy it. It's it takes you there. And I think you can see where they started to become a little bigger in that scene, and their albums may have changed, but the early stuff is really like it's like storytelling. It's cool. It reminds me of what like early RJD2 stuff was, or early DJ Shadow. It was like telling a story.
I was listening to both of what you're talking about realm of listening to this.
And like this kind of popped
albums.
Up, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, Pretty Lights have been around for a while. And if you haven't listened to them, jump on it.
Jump on it.
I don't know. This is going to mellow us out a little bit.
I was surprised to see this pop up soon.
Yeah. I fell on this because like sometimes I have guilty country binges. I just want to listen to something that sounds like Johnny Cash.
Sure. Yeah, man.
Yeah, this was pretty good, man. First Aid Kit. And they're a Swedish folk duo, man. So two Swedish sisters. It's just really pretty, man. It's country, baby. It's Western.
But you've listened to them before, right?
No.
Oh, you just ran across First Aid Kit?
Yeah, first time awesome. I've ever heard them.
Yeah, they have a couple albums that really resonate. Like, it's...
It's pretty music, man. You're just like,
you shouldn't feel guilty about it.
Okay, good.
Not too guilty. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. Got to catch them live once. Good show.
Is it a real whittled down show? Like just them and like a steel guitar and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, well... No, they had a band. The time I went, there was a full band, but it was kind of glorious.
Yeah, that was my first dealing with them. But that track is My Silver Lining, and it's off Stay Gold. That was a 2014 album, but I really dug it, man. I would listen to whatever else they put out. Ty, I'm going to say that you get mad points for this track. We talked about this earlier. You geeked me out on this track.
You just got to let it play for a minute.
We'll let it sit. We'll let it sit. So sit back and choke this down. It's like if a Hanna-Barbera cartoon took LSD.
This is what space music is in 1966 to some people doing some acid, probably.
Dude, yeah, so Ty submits this. Perry and Kingsley, Spooks in Space is the name of the track. And I see it says 1966. And the minute this track takes off and I listen to it, I'm just like... Yes, these guys, of course, these guys definitely are the first dudes. You can even hear it in the music. It's like they just stumbled upon this sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's delightful. It's delightfully strange, and it's like a
the
time
whole
travel.
Album is like this, and it's kind of fucking crazy to actually listen to it in a sitting, but it's fantastic at the same time. Sonically, it's pretty rich, too.
I want to know, like, what were they making the sounds on?
Yeah.
You know, like, can you imagine what the machines or the instruments they were using to do it then?
Analog, awesome, delicious,
funny toys. It's absolute bonkers, man.
Tasty.
Yeah.
In its own crazy way.
And speaking of tasty, here we go. The 12th track on Earful Tasty 12. This is 12 on 12, Tasty 12. I love the name of this band, Bad Tits.
Bad Tits.
Dude. It's our good friend Sebastian Granger from Death From Above.
That's fucking awesome. I had no idea about this side thing.
Yeah, dude. I stumbled upon this a little while ago, and I really liked this EP. It was called Garbage Night, and Bad Tits, man. It's him and Josh Reichman. I don't really know who Josh Reichman is, but it's just some badass,
name.
Like, garbagey post-punk, baby.
Yeah.
And you can hear his drummer. You can hear his drumming in it. It's beautiful. Dirty as shit. Bad Tits, man. Bad Tits rounds off another exciting, delighting episode of the Airfill. So yeah,
awesome.
dude, that was fun. A lot of
that
good
was,
stuff
yeah.
in there. A lot of as we promised, tasty tracks.
I can't wait to go back and do all the me and Tom are gathering music
sure.
for this, and then we have to go back and forth and actually be like, oh shit, what was that?
Yeah, we do a little digging for ourselves. I'm sure this is for as much as you might be listening to new music. I mean, trust me, this when we do these episodes, I'm hearing stuff for the first time too, and that's kind of the fun
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
That's how we get to swap the music. And,
can I also say that Tom has given me this cup. And
yeah, Ty's been sipping a cup with a straw in it.
It's a Trump cup.
It's a Trump cup.
And it says, don't get schlonged.
And it's pretty good. And Ty's rocking it pretty hardcore.
Thank you
sipping
for the
on
cup.
It. You're welcome, Ty.
I needed water.
And you should always hydrate.
Yeah.
And here on the show, we like to hydrate, and we also like segments like this one.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who did it better? Okay, it's under the covers, baby. It's that favorite time in the show where
Who's
we like
it gonna
to
be?
Compare, stare and compare at famous tracks, man. We like to pull out those great tracks. We like the tracks we love and say, hey, who covered it? It's a head-to-head. And we talk about it, and guess what? Someone is deemed a winner.
Yeah, we get to decide.
All right, so
for you.
So for this one, dug up a classic, Ty. I wish I could dig her up, Mama Cass, Elliot. Unfortunately, I can't. Of Mama and the Papas, California Dreamin'. California Dreamin',
man.
California Dreamin' is just that jam. You know what I mean? Everybody was getting down on it in the '60s. Mamas and the Papas. That was 1966. Off of If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears. And it's a smooth jam. I gotta say, I jam on some Mamas and the Peas.
I did too, man. I got that
and
vinyl.
You should do it right now. You should just on vinyl. It is awesome on vinyl with them like cracks and pops. Melodic. So, you know, everybody knows how that goes, right?
Gotta love it.
That's pretty good. So, you know, while digging down the rabbit hole, I found this version of California Dreaming by Eddie Hazel. You heard of Eddie Hazel?
I have heard of Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And I gotta give it up to my man, Eddie Hazel. He just reignites this sucker.
Watch out. I don't think I've heard this version.
It gets spooky good. Let Eddie take you there. Jesus, does that not ring? Just let it go. It just keep. And the great thing is it's just like, it's the whole song, but more. This guy just injected his funkness into California Dreaming.
Did they ever? No vocals, right?
No, I think they do full vocals
too.
Yeah, I do think they sing. Oh. No, that was a guitar scream. I'm sorry. Oh, there he is.
I've been for a walk.
Oh, sorry, I just can't.
Pop that bass. Ooh.
Okay, so
I mean, you know, it's
okay, you're weighing.
It's a tough argument there.
You're weighing the original song of California Dreaming, okay, against this edition of it, this rendition of it. It's truly an answer to the Mama Cass, Mama and the Papas one.
I mean, it's very not to say one. They don't have soul, but this is touching my soul.
This is tickling lots of my soul, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I think I gotta go with this one.
I kind of want to tip my hat to Eddie.
Eddie Hazel, baby. Eddie, guess what? Play on, son. Play on.
While we let Eddie play us out, Tom, we have a whole lot of things we should quickly talk about before it's over.
Well, you know, we do this thing, this podcast thing, that you all listen to and enjoy. We don't just do the Earful, we do Ono Radio Show as well. Ono Radio Show is our anchor show every Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. And that's actually live. We rock that mother down live. Mixler.com / Ono Radio Show. We go on about, 8:30 every Thursday night?
Yeah, just a couple minutes late.
Me, Ty, Owen, and Zach holding that down. It's a great show, and we are part of that whole network. The Earful is just part of many shows. There's Ono Wrestling.
Showcase.
Ono Showcase. We're striving to make new content, and that's a fun goal here at Ono Radio Show.
The Nobody Cares Go Harder people.
Yeah,
Denver associates.
Brethren. Yeah, dude, for sure. We got a super good group of guys and working together and just making good stuff, man. And we're super glad to do this thing, to share the music with the masses.
It is fucking fun.
It's a ton of fun to even see that people are like enjoying it and listening to it. And that was our intent all along, you know. Hopefully you dig deep on some stuff and maybe you find something you like. And you're like, dude, that's awesome, because that's what things lead to. Like, music is explorative. You should just get into
it.
Take the trip, man.
Man.
Well, I mean, we deemed it. Yeah, so I think Eddie Hazel, baby. We're going to give it out to Eddie Hazel. And now we gotta close out the Tasty 12, Ty. Ty, what track do you want to play out, Ty? I'm going to ask you. Tell us.
That's a tough call. Damn.
Ty, make the tasty choice for 12, Ty.
I think we should go back to the, you know, we should Pinkertone it out, man. Just cause.
You kind of read my mind, Ty. All right. Well, hey, that's it for me and Ty and the Earful Tasty 12. Check for all these new episodes that pop up on onoradioshow.com. Every week we do this, baby, and we're going to keep trying to do it. Thanks for listening. You can find all past Earfuls at www.onoearful.com. We've done a few of them, so tune in and listen, and we're going to keep doing them. I'm Ty. I'm Ty.
I'm Tom.
All right, that's even better. I'm Ty.
And I'm Tom.
And you've listened to Tasty 12 The Earful.
Peace out. Later.
We hope you enjoyed the music.